Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Dr. Daniel Haas, a program designed to teach you Jesus' kingdom culture and the power to be, do, and have all God has destined for you. Today is a live call-in show. To join our prophetic and provocative conversation with Dr. Haas, call into our studio line at 303-433-8000. That's 303-433-8000.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Today is a great day because this is the day the Lord has especially made for you. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." You know, this is the will of God concerning you. God has a plan. He has a purpose. He has an intention that he set upon you before you even came into the earth. You were born and you were made for destiny. And this morning I have a very special guest with me, Apostle Calvin Brown, who is the visionary over Technically Inclined, an incredible consulting firm that has helped many kingdom entities as well as corporate organizations all over the world to come into the true nature of their vision. Good morning, Calvin. How are you doing?
Good morning, Dr. Hopp. I'm doing excellent. How are you?
I'm very blessed to have you here with me, and I got to tell you that I'm excited this morning to talk about vision. You know, vision is so very important in our life, but especially in the times of conflict, when things seem to be in contradiction to what God told us that they were going to be. It's important that we know vision. But not only that, in order for us to live our life out of direction, every one of us need to be in possession of a business plan from heaven to be, do, and have everything that God has destined for us. And that's one of the primary things that we do here at Voice of Destiny, helping everyday believers understand their citizenship in the kingdom and what God's called them to be, do, and have. And I wanted to start off by asking you to share with us a little bit about your story. What's your story? You know, what has God done in your life, and how is God using you with your organization? And then I want to talk about vision and how vision is so very important for our lives.
Well, a little bit about the organization. Technically Inclined has been blessed to be able to work with ministries as far away as Eastern Europe, North America, and down to the Caribbean, and some of the largest ministries in those respective areas. So God has been good to me in that regard in terms of exposure and working with people who are doing his business in the earth.
Wow. So if you're out there, you're a visionary, you have a corporation, you have a ministry, and you want it to be exposed to the secrets of kingdom operations and how to line your organization up with kingdom principles, Calvin Brown is the man. You know, he is the dean of wisdom, as we often say about him, because of the unique gifting mix that God has given you to help to coach counselors. And some of those ministries that you didn't mention specifically are ministries like Dr. Miles Monroe, as well as Rob Posse in Ohio, and some other major guests who have relied on the great wisdom that you have had. And you've had a chance to meet some of the greatest servants of God in the body of Christ, and you've got a chance to reach out to everyday people. And tell me how important that you discovered vision was for those that were well-known and those that were not known.
Well, the beautiful thing about that is that you get to see what God is doing in the life of people. A guy has a vision. I remember you mentioned some of the people I worked for. Like, I remember Rod Parsley. He talked about he was going to a McDonald's when God gave him the vision for the ministry that he has. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I started working for him, and the interesting thing, when you hear him talk about vision, he's very passionate about vision. Mm-hmm. And I remember walking in to do work for him, and the thought kept coming into my mind, I'm walking inside a person's vision. Dr. Monroe, for instance, I mean, his vision keeps him in the Bahamas, but he goes to close to 100 nations in the world, working with heads of state, governors of states, heads of corporations in America, outside of America. I mean, just a phenomenal dynamic in terms of seeing vision at work and being able to participate with individuals as they fulfill their vision and allowing me to come alongside of them, do what I do, and my vision is fulfilled as well.
Well, I think one thing that's interesting is that all these people you just mentioned, at some space in their life, to their family, their friends, and the community, they were just everyday people. everyday people, you know, just ordinary people. And you know what? That's what God does. He picks ordinary people out of their ordinary lives and calls them to great destiny. And vision is what makes them manifest as well. I remember hearing Dr. Youngi Cho from Korea. I'm calling his church is Yodio Fellowship, but Dr. Cho talked about how if you told him your vision, he can tell you your future. Because he said your vision is what makes the future that God has in store for you.
Absolutely.
So tell us about that dimension of these individuals and how in their everyday life they allow God's vision to reshape and structure them into some incredible beings that we all know them to be today.
Well, let me do this. Let me start with some basics about vision. You know, in order to understand how vision has impacted their life, you have to understand the dynamic that they're working in. One of the more simplistic definitions of vision is that vision is an inspired look at reality.
Wow.
So you take a person
Can you repeat that? Vision is what?
Vision is an inspired look at reality.
Wow.
So you take a person like, like Dr. Cho, you know, I mentioned Rob Parsley, Miles Monroe, they look at a set of circumstances and they don't see what everybody else sees. What they see is the inspiration of God. So you can take a guy like Abraham. God comes to Abraham in a vision and he says to him, he says, come with me to a place that I'll show you. Now that sight is different than vision. So he takes him to this place. Now you got to understand, when he gets there, the place is in drought. But he doesn't see what everybody else sees. He sees the earth from the perspective of God. The inspiration of God is God breathed. This inspired look, it's God breathed.
Wow.
And, you know, it's an inspired look at reality. So the reality that these people see is from the perspective of God. So they can look at a situation. All you see is drought. What he sees is the future and the promise of that future.
Wow. You know, I have an inspired view of the future, that the Commonwealth of the Church will be mobilized to not just reach our city, but to rule the city on behalf of the King.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it is an inspiration. So many times in the midst of an inspiration, there are great opportunities for that inspiration to be affected by many elements. And one of them is discouragement. How is it that an individual can receive something authentically from God, survive the great challenges of their vision being tested? Because you often quote that scripture in Psalms about how Joseph's vision tried him until it was fulfilled. Talk to us about that. Well, actually, what I want to do is we're going to take a destiny break right here, and we're going to come back, and I want you to talk to us about how it is that we manage the trying of the vision, this inspired view of things that God has given us. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Voice of Destiny show. I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Hopped, and we want you to know that God has given us a great passion to encourage you and to equip you to be, do, and have everything that God's destined for you. We're going to take a destiny break right now, but I'm going to encourage you to visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org and see the great resource that we have available to help you to fulfill your vision. We'll be right back.
The Youth Preneur Institute is a mission to mobilize a new generation of entrepreneurs and visionaries. Our institute offers an entrepreneur and leadership literacy program for youth 6th grade through the 12th. Call today at 303-841-9829 to register your youth or visit us online at yicenter.com. Again, that's 303-841-9829 or online at yicenter.com. The Youth Preneur Institute. We teach youth how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. I want to take time out and welcome our new broadcasting partner, the Kingdom Radio Network.com, KingdomRadioNetwork.com, to the Voice of Destiny family, you know, sharing in our vision and reaching the world with the gospel of the kingdom. And I'm having a special guest here this morning, Calvin Brown, a marketplace apostle, visionary, a counselor. And Calvin, we were talking about dealing with the challenge and the threat to this inspired view that God puts on the inside of us.
Well, you mentioned the verse in Psalms where it talks about Joseph dreaming a dream. one of the things we have to learn to do is to see past the English word to the original language that's there. In English, we see one word used in two variations, dreamed, a dream. But in Hebrew, they're very different words. The first word, dreamed, means something that is bound or attached to you. So Joseph had this dream. He shares it with the family. The family is upset about what he dreamed because that dream means a change in leadership structure. So they weren't excited. And even his father said, you know, that he just pondered the matter in his heart. His father rebuked him, but he pondered the matter in his heart. So when the brothers took Joseph and put him in the pit, they put his dream in there with him. When they pulled him out and sold him, the dream was sold with Joseph. When Joseph went to Potiphar's house, the dream was bound and attached to him, almost like Mary's little lamb. Mm-hmm. Mary had the lamb, and everywhere that Mary went, the lamb went. That word dream is that kind of dynamic. It stays with you through the tough times, the bad times, and it resonates within you, and it's one of the things that moves you towards your destiny if you don't let it go. Many times people have a dream, and they don't allow that dream to attach to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So their family can talk them out of it. The situations that they're in can talk them out of it. People that they encounter can talk them out of it. People will even substitute your dream for their dream.
It's true. It's true.
So Joseph's dream stayed with him. For all of those years, it stayed with him until the day that he stood before Pharaoh.
Wow. Wow.
Now, the interesting thing is even the day that he stood before Pharaoh, the dream hadn't come true.
Wow.
His family hadn't bowed down to him yet.
Wow.
And so even when he made it to what we call the good times, the dream still has to stay with you because in the dream are the components of your destiny. They are, the vision and the dream that God gives you is tied to your destiny. It is a picture of fulfillment. And fulfillment is connected to purpose, destiny, and glory.
And this is why we've got to speak to our emotions, that the trials, the testings, they're part of the process of fulfilling the vision. God understood that when he gave us the inspired view that we call our vision, that it was going to come against some trials, some testings, and some of the testing will even be authorized. But we have to begin to hold on to what God has spoken to us, because without the vision that God's given us, we will perish. The vision is the tool God's given to preserve our life and our future until we get to that destination. And it's very important that we come into some strategies about how to manage that aspect of our walk with our vision. So pass on some wisdom to us. You know, you're a counselor, a coach to many CEOs, visionaries. What strategies do you give visionaries to manage their emotions and their circumstances when their vision is being tested?
Well, when their vision is tested, let me go back to the dynamic of vision and how God communicates and uses vision. Vision is an inspired look at reality, and we have to understand that it is an inspired look. It's just not how we see it, but it's how they see it. But within that thing called vision, it is first a picture of God or Christ before it is a picture of what it is that he wants you to do. So within that, there's the dynamic of a relationship that God wants to build with you. He doesn't want you to try to do this vision separate and apart from him. Like if we look at the first time that vision is used in Scripture, excuse me, Abraham has a vision from God. Mm-hmm. And in Genesis chapter 15, verse 1, there's a part of it that reads, God comes to Abram, and he says, do not fear, I am a shield to you. So you got to understand that now Abraham understood that where he was going to go, he was going to need a shield.
Mm-hmm.
So how does God want to interact with you? Who does God want to be to you? There's a beautiful story of Jonah. It's Jonah. You know, he's the guy, you know, he's threshing wheat in a wine press, and he's a fearful guy. God comes to him and says that you're a mighty man.
You mean Gideon?
Gideon, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And Gideon can't see that. You know, where Gideon is, he can't see from God's perspective. But God keeps breathing on him. God keeps the relationship going. There's a, you know, God shows up to him three times and tells him who he is. And the last time he tells him, he says, grab a friend, go down to the enemy's camp. When he gets down to the enemy's camp, he hears what the enemy says of him. At that moment, he stops being afraid. He's in the enemy camp hiding, and then he begins to worship. He's not even afraid. He's in the enemy camp anymore. Mm-hmm. So the guy who is afraid says this of God. He says, "You are Jehovah Shalom to me. You are the God of my peace." That's who God was to Gideon. And this relationship with the God of peace is what carried Gideon through all of his military exploits. So you got to find out who God wants to be to you. Develop that relationship, because that characteristic of God is what you'll need to get through to the end, through to the place called destiny.
Wow. Vision, you know, without it, we perish. God knows the thoughts that he has concerning us, thoughts to bless us, not to harm us, our thoughts to give us a hope and an expected end. So it doesn't matter where you're standing at right now. Know this, that God's vision, God's purpose for you will prevail. God's looking for those of us that will be yielded to this purpose of vision. You know, the kingdoms of this world have now become the kingdoms of our God, and God's looking at raising up a company of visionaries that can supervise the task of bringing the earth back under the submission, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Now, Calvin, who are some of the great visionaries in the Bible that you learned great lessons from?
Well, I mean, I obviously, I started with Abraham, because this is the first time the dynamic of vision comes into play. You know, you have Adam, but Adam was created that way. Abraham was born like us.
Mm-hmm.
And God takes a simplistic man. He's a simple man.
Mm-hmm.
And he's able to do something with this guy that is having an impact in the earth to the very present day. That's 4,000 years ago. You know, when we think of great companies, you know, like modern day management guru is Jack Welch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jack only has about 40 years experience at governing something great. God's been in the government business and the management business utilizing this thing called vision for thousands of years. And so you have a guy like Abraham. You have a guy like David. You know, David, this guy is phenomenal to me, because when he wasn't king, when he wasn't sitting in the office of king, the Bible records every one of his military exploits, all the gold that he took when he, you know, would conquer somebody, and there was gold. The Bible says, here's a young man. He's a young man, but he's got the vision and the foresight to take all the gold and keep it for the day that he becomes king, and he puts it all in the Lord's treasury.
Wow.
And so God is working with this guy called David to build his nation in the earth. David has got a vision for the things of God, and God has a vision for David. David says, "Hey, man, I want to build you a house." David's thinking building. God says, "You know what? That's good. I didn't ask you to do that, but because you did that, I'm going to build you a house." Now, God is thinking lineage. You know,
mm-hmm.
So the vision that David had for the things of God ended up producing in his life a son and heir that will, the Bible says, that will sit on the throne of God forever, and that being Jesus Christ.
Well, this leads me into the truth that God does give us vision for the lineage, and one of the things that God's told us to do is to raise up a company of entrepreneurs. And for those that are in the Denver metro area, June the 1st to the 26th, the Voice of Destiny Ministry has an institute called Youpreneur that trained young people in leadership and how to start and operate their own business. If you have a young person that's in your sphere and you would like to see them be taught how not to die in poverty but to have poverty die in them, we're going to invite you to go to iycenter.com website and get information about our Summer Institute and recommend them. You know, email us at recommend@yicenter.com. That's recommend@yicenter.com. Young people that you believe will be really good candidates for this exceptional training. Or give us a call at 303-841-9829. We'll be right back.
I do not choose to be a common man. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. I desire to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed.
YI Institute is an entrepreneur and leadership program for youth that teaches personal leadership, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Register your youth today at yicenter.com. That's yicenter.com. And your youth will learn how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to the Voice of Destiny Show. I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Hoff, and we're very blessed to have with us Marketplace Apostle Calvin Brown to discuss the power of vision. And you were defining vision as an inspired view of life from God. And one of the things that I was thinking about was Abraham, you know, one of your favorites, was how he was chosen for the vision that God had given him, because the Bible says that God knew him, that he would train up his children in the way they should go. You know that we have the YI Institute, and I'd like for you to talk to some of our listeners about why it's so important that we train our children for their destiny, because really, they are the future of the church.
Well, it's not just the future of the church, but it's the future of what God calls the cosmos, this thing that he says that he, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, the cosmos." And so the principles of God need to be, it is mandatory that they are passed down from one generation to the next. And the YI Institute is an excellent way to be able to take kingdom principles from an older generation and pass them down to the next generation, so that when that generation is in place, it is not starting all over.
Yes.
It has the ability to stand on the shoulders of the former generation and reach further than that existing generation. And that's why it was so important that God told Abraham, "I pick you of all the people in the earth, because you would teach your children and your children's children."
Wow.
And that was the reason that Abraham became the recipient of this thing that we call the blessing. Because Melchizedek is on the earth at the same time, and Job. Job's called a perfect and upright man. Melchizedek is the first mention of this dynamic called king priest, and the Bible says this guy was greater than Abraham, but he didn't give either one of those the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
He gave that to Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
Because he would be faithful to teach his sons and his sons' sons.
Well, one of the things that I do when I look at someone and I say, wow, this person is walking in greatness, what I look at is how they're raising their kids. What are they doing to equip their kids? How are they positioning their kids through effective parental training to pick up, you know, the government of their destiny from their shoulders when it's their time. And this is one of the passions why God gave us such a passion for the youthpreneur. And we tell parents, you know, look, register your kid, you know, value their destiny more than you value your fears. And get them enrolled. Go to yicenter.com and register. If you're a pastor, if you're a youth leader, this is an excellent time for you to recommend. When we get recommendations in from organizational leaders and pastors, we give those applications really on priority screening, because we want these young people to have the resources of encouragement and support from those from their community to walk out their assignment. The YI Institute will teach the young people personal leadership. We have a curriculum that's certified by the Franklin Covey Organization, the 7 Habits for Highly Effective Teens, and we have an entrepreneurship program that has an 80-hour benchmark training that would teach young people how to start and launch and operate their businesses. And for those that desire, they can take the boards after they've completed the program and actually get 3 college credits from SUNY College. So parents, if you have a young person that's in middle school to high school, the Youpreneur program will be June the 1st to the 26th at the Community College of Aurora, June the 1st to the 26th. The program runs from 8:30 a.m. to 12 noon. It will be a life changer. It'll be a deal changer for your young people to help them to capture their vision. And one thing that I do like about the program is that it really does teach the young people how to discern how they've been shaped for destiny. And I encourage everyone to register today. You can email us at recommend@yicenter.com for those that want to recommend young people that aren't yours or your kids. And I encourage every parent and every guardian to get their kid registered. Registration will be closed in about 2 weeks, so I want to make sure that there's not one kid out there that God's called to be a part of this I don't want to make sure that none of them miss this great opportunity, because I got to tell you, my life was shaped by the impartation from such environments and events like this that really helped me to study the tools of vision to be doing have everything that God has destined for us. Calvin, tell us about your two young women of God that God has blessed you and your wife Renee to be raised up, because this is how I measure greatness. I look at how parents are really affecting their kids. So tell us about what your kids are doing these days.
Well, we have two daughters. My oldest daughter is right now currently attending DU in their master's program for international administration. Both of them attended undergrad, or my youngest one is at SMU, Southern Methodist University. They both were scholarship recipients. My oldest was actually in an honors college. My youngest is artistic, so she's on scholarship in the dance program at Southern Methodist University. Mm-hmm. But we raised them to understand what their purpose is and to pursue their purpose, to do what you were created to be, and that will attract all the resource that you need in life. We didn't raise them to go get a job. We trained and taught them to find out from God what their purpose is. There's only so much that we can tell them. My wife and I sought the Lord about what their purpose was. We communicated that to them, taught them how to seek the Lord, and then when they make decisions regarding their careers, their educations, they're saying, God, is this what I need to do in order to fulfill what you created me to be?
Well, there are two visions that you and Renee have taught your daughters that was destined for their life. Can you tell us what those two visions are?
Say that again now.
You said there were two visions, and we got about 1 minute, that you've taught your daughters about. A vision that God had for them, and the other one was what?
There are two plans for their life. There's God's plan for your life, and then there's the devil's plan for your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we taught them to seek God about every single step in their life, so that they're always communicating with God about what that next step is. Because I said earlier, if you don't know what your vision is, somebody will give you theirs. So we always made sure that they knew what and who they are, and walked out life according to what and who they are, so that they're never a victim of the enemy's plan for their life.
Well, I want to remind every one of you, Jeremiah 29:11 declares that God knows the thoughts he has concerning you, but to bless you and to prosper you, not to harm you. Your life was made for God's purposes, and it's been a great pleasure to have every one of you with us today. We encourage you to visit our Euphonor Institute website at yicenter.com. That's the letters yicenter.com to get information about our Summer Institute, and have your young person to fill out the application so that we can get back to them promptly and get them enrolled with this life-changing entrepreneurship program that will really give them the tools to create their vehicles of destiny, as well as to create the wealth that God has ordained for them. God bless you, brothers and sisters. Remember, today is a great day, because this is the day the Lord has especially made for you. God bless.
You have been listening to the Voice of Destiny show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hawk, a program designed to teach you Jesus' kingdom culture. For prayer and more information about the resources of Voice of Destiny to help you be, do, and have what God has designed for you, call 303-841-9829 or visit us at voiceofdestiny.org. That's 303-841-9829 or visit us online at voiceofdestiny.org.
The Youthpreneur Institute is a mission to mobilize a new generation of entrepreneurs and visionaries. Our institute offers an entrepreneur and leadership literacy program for youth 6th through 12th grade. Call today at 303-841-9829 to register your youth, or visit us online at yicenter.com. Again, that's 303-841-9829 or online at yicenter.com. The Youthpreneur Institute. We teach youth how not to die in poverty, but to have poverty die in them. If you've enjoyed the prophetic motivational teachings of Dr. Daniel Haupt and his team of Marketplace Visionaries, and you would like to have them at your ministry or organization, simply email us at drhaupt@voiceofdestiny.org. That's drhaupt@voiceofdestiny.org. And remember, they that know their God shall be strong and do great and mighty exploits.